Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chav Beis, Hu Haya Omer, Kol Shechachmasa Merubin Mima'asav Lamahu Dome, Le'ilan She'anafav Merubin V'sharashav Mu'atin, V'haruach Bav Akrasav Hufachto Alpanav. Elazar ben Azariah teaches, anybody whose wisdom outweighs his action, his deeds, is like a tree with many branches but minimal roots. Ultimately, a tree with many branches but few roots is uprooted and will be turned upside down by any oncoming wind. The two words which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah uses in this Mishnah are Chachma and Maisa. Chachma we usually translate as wisdom, and Maisa we usually translate as action. But interestingly enough, the majority of Mefarshim on this Mishnah explain that the word Chachma and Maisa are a little bit different than the ordinary translation. Here, the word Chachma, wisdom, is referring to intellectual analysis of mitzvos, understanding, reasoning, and vetting and expressing an expression and an understanding of the intellectual analysis of mitzvos. That's what Chachma refers to in this Mishnah. Maisa, deeds, in this Mishnah refers to the performance of mitzvos. And thus, the way to learn this Mishnah, the way most Rishonim and Mefarshim Mishnah explain, is that an individual whose wisdom outweighs his deeds, meaning an individual who puts much too much emphasis on the reason for mitzvos, keeping only those mitzvos that he understands with his own logic, such a person places his trust in man and in the power of reason. And thus, that person who only understands mitzvos and performs mitzvos based upon what makes sense to him is like a tree with many branches but few roots. Because when the wind blows, a new philosophy disproves his logic, a new understanding takes root, he falls apart and blows away because he has no longer any reason to perform those mitzvahs, so he stops performing them. And thus the conclusion of the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kol Shemaisam Rubim Mechachmaso, anybody whose performance of mitzvah outweighs the understanding of the mitzvah is compared to an ilan she'anaf mu'at, in a tree that has very few branches. Visharashim Rubin, its roots are deeply rooted in the ground. Shafilo Kalarucha Shabaolam Bos Vinoshvosvo Ein Mazizinosamakam. We could have all the wind in the air, but nothing will stop those roots, and those roots are very firm and strong. Let's explain and understand this Mishnah according to the way, as I explained, that most Rishonim Mefarshim understand and explain this Mishnah. We all know that there are many reasons why we do mitzvahs. The Rambam goes to great length, both in Mishnah Torah as well as more commonly in a Sefer Mor Nevuchim, a guide to the perplexed, to explain the reason for mitzvahs. The Sefer Achinuch is the classic work which explains the reason for mitzvahs. More contemporarily, a generation or two ago, Reb Shimshon of Hirsch authored a Sefer called Chorev, which also explains the reason for mitzvahs. The Ramban Nachmanides, in his commentary on the Torah, often also explains the reason for mitzvahs. And many Rishonim do that. So if we explain the reason for mitzvahs, and we entertain and we pen the reason as to why we do mitzvahs, so what does this Mishnah mean when it expresses that reasoning for mitzvahs cannot be the paramount expression as to why we do mitzvahs, but rather we should do them the way we're supposed to do them, without really understanding them? What the Mishnah is teaching us, and really the Sefer HaChinuch expresses this eloquently throughout his work, as does the Rambam, is that of course we should try to figure out why we do mitzvahs. But at the end of the day, even if we don't understand, and even if we don't get it, and even if the logic doesn't line up, that shouldn't be a reason not to do the mitzvahs. Throughout Jewish history, there have been reformers who have stopped performance of mitzvahs because it didn't make sense, it didn't logically work with their brain, and it didn't fit squarely into their understanding. That's the problem. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah teaches in this Mishnah. Kol Shemaisav Merubim Mechachmasa means that even if I don't understand and appreciate the logic, even if I don't get it, Afal Pichein, I still have to perform it. But that's not to say that I shouldn't pine and try to figure out the reason for mitzvahs. We always do that. Chazal do that. The Rishonim do that. The Monei HaMitzvos do that. However, as the Chinuch says, when he explains the reason for mitzvahs, it's not called a shoresh. It's not the root, but it's a tam. It's a little bit of a taste. It gives us a feeling. It gives us a sensitivity. The same way foods that we eat, we like them because there's a taste to it. Mitzvos also need a bit of a taste. And the Chinuch writes in his introduction that the reason that he authored his work, the Sefer HaChinuch, the classic work, is because he wanted his son to appreciate the gamut of mitzvos aseh and lo saseh, to give him a little bit of taste, feeling, and understanding for the mitzvos that he's going to perform as a youngster. And if he experiences them and appreciates the logic, the deduction, and the reasoning behind them, it'll give him more impetus to perform them. But that's not the reason that we do them. We don't eat kosher because it's healthy. We don't keep Shabbos because we need a day of rest. Let's say one day we find out that keeping kosher is the most unhealthy thing. Cholent, kishka, liver. Oh. One day we're going to discover, bad idea. We discovered that already. We know that it's not good. But keeping kosher we do because kachi gzeiras yizbarach shmolav. That is what we're supposed to do. It's an yoke. It's an ol al savareinu. We do the mitzvahs because we're supposed to. It's tzivoy Hashem. It's a way to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mitzvah is a mitzuveh. And it's a kesher, shal kayam. It's a way that we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a classic article written by Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein, published in the Orthodox Union's journal and paper that it puts out on a quarterly basis, there is a very powerful piece that Rabbi Lichtenstein Zichron Levracha authored called The Secret of Faith is Faith Itself. And he writes in there a personal reflection that there was a time period in his life, I believe was in his teens, where he had very deep troubles with understanding the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, destroying, killing, and wiping out Amalek. And it bothered him. How could the Torah, which is such a sensitive book, the Torah is a book of life, it's a tree of life, its ways are pleasant. How could the Torah command us to kill, to wipe out, to smite, and to abolish Amalek? And then he said to himself, I had three great rabbeim, three great teachers, my father-in-law, Rav Soloveitchik, my uncle, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and my Rebbe, Rav Huttner. Those were my three rabbeim, my three lights, and they were much smarter than me, and even much more sensitive than me. And this didn't bother them. Therefore, who am I to be bothered? Were they brighter? Were they smarter? Were they less sensitive than I? Okay, I have a problem. I have an issue. I don't get it. I can't understand it. I can't fathom it. But go back to this Mishnah. Rabbi Lichtenstein explained, and he said that even though I don't understand and appreciate a Mishnah, kol shechachmasom rubim imaisef, if I'm going to be a person whose wisdom, and he was quite a brilliant man, whose wisdom overwhelms his performance of the mitzvah, he's just like that tree with very weak roots that's going to swither and go away, and whose branches are going to fall off because it's not rooted. And recounts in there a story of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Reb Chaim was known as a person of the deepest sensitivity on the kever of Reb Chaim. Anybody's been to the Warsaw Cemetery, it says, Ish Chesed. That's all he wanted to write, that he was a man of performance and sharing goodness and kindness with other people. And Reb Chaim was known to have been a person where people would leave their children, their infants, their toddlers on his doorstep because either they couldn't manage to support them or they were born out of wedlock, and Reb Chaim would take them in, would care for them, would raise them, or would foster them, and would offer them to other parents to foster. And Reb Chaim said, and Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein commented, if Reb Chaim, the paradigm of chesed, the most sensitive individual, most caring being, if he wasn't bothered by Mechias Amalek, the destruction of Amalek, who am I to be bothered by that? Am I smarter? Am I wiser? Am I more sensitive than he? That's what this Mishnah is teaching us. Yes, we should pine to understand, discover, and appreciate, and understand the depth of the mitzvos of the Torah. But at the end of the day, the more we understand, that doesn't mean that if we can't appreciate and grapple and wrap our mind around it, that it's not a reason to perform it. That's what this Mishnah is teaching you. Don't allow our wisdom to stop us from performing mitzvahs. There are so many intelligent, bright people I've encountered in my life. Most of them are smart enough to realize that the Torah is a much brighter and smarter. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Malchi Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the wisest, if we could even use such terminology. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands, that means we do. And those are the greatest people. The people who are bothered, who work, try to figure and contemplate, appreciate, study, and plummet the depths of the Torah, and try to understand whatever they can. But if you don't, you keep on going. Like we've quoted from Reb Chaim before, Emunah, Bitachon, belief and faith in Hashem begins where my mind is unable to grapple with something anymore. That's the mitzvos that we perform. We do them even when we don't get them. Even if we don't understand and appreciate them, we'll still continue to keep them. Let's be zocha to be mekayim taryag mitzvos, and at the same time, try to understand them and appreciate them as well. Have a wonderful day.